The Australian Federal Police have arrested four people in Australia and two have been detained in the Thai capital Bangkok over an alleged people smuggling operation. The arrests follow simultaneous raids in Sydney, Melbourne, Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand. Police allege that the people smuggling ring was also producing fake Iranian and UAE passports to get people into Australia. With more, our reporter Eleanor Bell joins me now. So one of the men appeared in a Sydney court today.
That's right, Mark. An Iraqi-born man, Ali Zidan, is a 32-year-old Western Sydney resident. He works as a bouncer at a hotel in Sydney Rocks and also as a carpet cleaner. He's appeared in the Central Local Court in Sydney. Officially, he's facing a charge of facilitating or planning illegal immigration to Australia. Now, documents tendered to the court said Mr. Zidan was part of a syndicate that organised the illegal travel of people from Malaysia and Indonesia to Australia by boat. Police have confirmed today that all of the four men arrested in Australia for people smuggling have came here by boat between 2001 and 2010. Three of them, including Mr. Zidan, are now Australian citizens.
Do we know when the others will be appearing in court then?
Well, one of his co-accused was remanded in custody yesterday after appearing before the magistrate. That was Wadhil Zagana. Now, I understand that he didn't ask for bail. The men arrested in the Melbourne raids, Hossein Akbar and Wasim Buka, faced court yesterday there, and they'll be on bail until September.
What have you been able to find out about the police operation that led to this?
Well, police raided multiple locations in Australia and Southeast Asia, including premises in Melbourne, Sydney, Thailand, Malaysia and Indonesia. Thai police have made two arrests and they allege they found 20 altered passports along with equipment necessary to make false documents. They allege that the group had been producing fake Iranian and United Arab Emirates passports to get people into Australia by plane or boat.
So what about the build-up? What did they do before they raided these people?
Well, in Australia, in a central local court today, a document showed that since mid-November 2011, police have tapped multiple phones, including landline and mobile phones. They intercepted text messages and calls between Mr. Zidan and his alleged counterparts in Malaysia, Thailand and Australia. And the last intercept...
This has been going on for a while.
It has. In the last intercept, which was just took place 5 days ago, and it started in November of last year. Police say they've tapped calls where Mr. Zidan and his co-accused arranged for two men to come to Australia by boat last December. Now, in one of the last calls, Mr. Zidan allegedly asked Mr. Wadhil Zagana, his co-accused, if he'd heard about a boat sinking off Indonesia 2 days earlier. At this stage, the Australian Federal Police haven't confirmed the link between this investigation and the incident in December, where a vessel carrying 250 asylum seekers sank off Java, and that's where it's believed 200 people died.
So is this unprecedented for Australian citizens to be charged with people smuggling in Australian courts?
Well, to that I'm not sure, but look, there's at least one other instance where an Iraqi-born Australian man by the name of Heda Ali was detained last year by the Indonesian People Smuggling Task Force. He'd arrived to Australia by boat 10 years ago and was claimed to be visiting family in Indonesia, where he was picked up by authorities there. He's since been convicted and is in jail in Indonesia.
So what's next?
Well, Mr. Zidan has been released on strict bail conditions, including that he must avoid contact with his co-accused, and he's got to live at his unit at Wiley Park in Sydney's southwest. His co-accused, Mr. Zagana, is planning to apply for bail next week, and both Sydney men are due to face court again in June. The two men arrested in Melbourne were both released yesterday on bail. They'll face court again in September, and the men in Thailand will face court tomorrow.
Good. Thank you very much, Eleanor Bell.